This is Dr. Singh dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Last name is Medley, M-E-D-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 10-30-1946. Date of evaluation is 6-1-2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History present LS. This is a 75 years old married female who was admitted here on 5/24/2020 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that she had infection and inflammatory reaction post left hip prosthesis. She has a history of spinal stenosis, lumbar region, neuropathic bladder, history of sepsis, major depression, non-rheumatic mitral valve insufficiency, venous insufficiency, weakness, hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, fibromyalgia. Patient was admitted here on duloxetine, 60 milligram once a day. Patient reports that she is a nurse and she was prescribed duloxetine many years ago for neuropathic pain, but it's also elevated and improved her mood. She talked about past history of back surgery. Patient reports that she has ongoing physical limitations, but her mood is fair. She stated that her husband is at St. Mary Mercy Hospital with the diagnosis of kidney stones and had a stent placed. Patient states that she still works a couple of times a week as a nurse for pediatric patients on vent. She reports that her husband has an engineering background, but also had some marble and tile business after he retired. Patient talked about her son, who is 50 years old and has history of dystonia and is going through divorce. Patient is pleased that the son and his 12-year-old daughter is moving back to home with them. Patient described his wife as, quote, nutcase, unquote. Patient denied any persistent feelings of sadness, insomnia, loss of appetite. We had no reports of paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. She believes that she might have seen a therapist previously post she went through a divorce. Your patient was concerned about her low bone density and has an appointment with the orthopedic surgeon this afternoon. Next paragraph review: system general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, nandipuri, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior use of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior use of suicide attempts denied, socialistic current relationship, married, number of children, one son who's going through divorce and moving back home. Current employment, patient reports that she has a nursing degree and continues to work for pediatric patients. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, quadrant form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see records for details, family history, no family history, record, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Current medication, MAR reviewed, duloxetine 60 mg once a day. Once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 126 over 50, pulse 68, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a chair, speech clear, mood, euthymic effect, broad thought process, intact association, normal thought content, normal perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented times 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, fund of knowledge good, judgment and insight good, sleep and appetite good. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild of 33.0, plans continue duloxetine as prescribed, period duloxetine is also being used for neuropathic pain. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period, overall patient's mood is stable. Period, notify our service for any persistent increase in depression, anxiety, insomnia. Period, I will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of SNRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention, outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.